activity we will do, again, just remember to turn off all your phone or switch it to the airplane mode, please. Remember, all our activity here, sitting, standing, laying down, whatever, we always follow the basic rule. That means everything had to be balanced. Remember, everything balanced. That means the middle way, that is the symmetrical, and when it balanced, it becomes united. You see? The same thing when you see the scale, right? When the two sides balance, okay, it comes into the middle. So the same thing in here, every single activity we do, sitting, lying down, or bowing, or whatever, we still have to follow that principle. So this activity will help us to first to reset the balance state in our physical body. From the physical body balance, it will automatically go deep inside, that means the physiological body, it will be rebalanced. And then our mind. I already remind you, so when we practice this one, we have to be mindful with all of our physical level. That means, okay, when we rise up, we know we rise our hand up. When we move it backward, we know we move it backward. How high is that? We know. And both sides, the left and the right side, have to be parallel, symmetrical at our spinal cord in the middle. And then also, our feet, our belly, every single part in our body, we have to have the awareness of knowing for sure what it is and what it stays at that moment. For example, when we stand, our feet, okay, on our toe, we have to cling down to the earth like the eagle. It has to be very strong. That means, look like, okay, you anchor all your body on your 10 toes to the ground. Your foot, just concentrate on the middle part, not on the upper part. So from your knee down, okay, it looks like it anchor down to the earth, to the ground. Again, both sides balance. Secondly, your belly, okay, you have to compress it, and your anal, you withdraw it up. So when you doing the exercise, you just remember, okay, your belly compress it as much as possible, and then your anal withdraw up. The top of that, from the belly up, okay, totally relax. Even though your hand, when it's moving, it kind of relax, had to be straight, and your grip, okay, you let it move slowly, relaxingly. But when you're moving up, it's kind of facing a little forward, right? A little forward. But when you move down, it's backward, okay? Again, remember, one third of your body below, that means at least from your knee down to your toe, had to be strong, and the 10 toes kind of anchor down to the ground, symmetrical balancing, your belly compressed, your anal withdraw up, and your shoulder balance relaxingly, your eye can gaze down about 1 meter in front of you, even though you gaze up front, but your first eye or your inner eye still follow all your activity in your body, and it knows very well fully on the movement of your physical body. That is the first thing. The second thing, okay, you know that your belly or your abdominal wall all the way compressed as much as possible. Your anal withdraw and concentrate up your breathing. When you're breathing in or out, concentrate up your lower abdominal, okay? But still try to compress more than expel, because our breath are way longer than in breath. And firstly, the mind, even though we not try to control it, but if our mind follow the activity of the physical level, our mind follow the in and out of breath, it will stay there with our body 100% or as much as possible. Whenever it's jumping out, go anywhere, you come back with your breathing, come back with your moving of the physical part, and then our mind will be back to our body harmoniously. Alright? And remember, the hand, the angle straight, your arm, okay, not let it, the ankle out, just let it straight at the grip. When it moves up, don't need to go too high. Don't need to go too high. Just slowly, okay? But backward, hit high, as much as you can. When it's moving forward, okay, it's facing forward. But when you move backward, facing upward. All right, now you can watch what I'm doing, and you can follow that.